Getting ready for the federal election coming up soon. We're doing some profile interviews on some of the candidates of the ridings here in northwestern Alberta. We're joined on the line right now by Chris Forkton, who is running for the Conservatives in Grand Prairie. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always great to chat.
Yes, and well, why don't we get started with the fact that, well, here we go again. We got another federal election, and also another one for you in particular. You were first elected as an MP back in 2006, which I'm sure feels like an eternity ago for some people out there. What is kind of some of the big reasons for you to go running again this time around?
Well, I can tell you that I'm running for the next generation. You know, I have kids that are now entering the workforce. Those my kids are now 14, 16, and 18, and they're looking for what they're going to do for their life. And I can tell you that I am just so concerned about the opportunities that we're leaving to the next generation. Of course, my upbringing was always to look forward with optimism towards the future. That was always the experience for people living in the Peace Country for the last 100 years, is generation after generation did better. There was more opportunities. And quite frankly, over the last decade, I've just seen those opportunities start to erode. And the opportunities and the possibility of what can be in our community just really has been undermined by this current Liberal government. And fundamentally, I believe that we have to give our kids and the next generation a better chance than what they're being offered by the Liberals right now.
And we've had the campaign going on officially for a couple of weeks or so now. What have been kind of some of the main issues that you've been hearing about from people you've been talking with on the trail there?
You know, we have had such overwhelmingly positive responses at the door, obviously. People are looking for a different government, one that will actually address concerns about the cost of living. Obviously, a government that will respect the taxpayer and reduce taxes. Obviously, the burden is just so high these days for every person in this country, no matter what your walk of life is. You know, people have talked to me about the desire for their kids to be able to afford a home, or those working even a couple of jobs not being able to pay the rent anymore because of the high cost of living and the escalating prices on so many goods. And I can tell you that you know, people are looking for an alternative. They're looking for hope, and I'm very proud that we have a platform that does just that. It provides direction that will create more opportunities. Will reduce the cost of living, and will actually you know, build a stronger economy here, both locally as well as nationally, and people are excited about that. So not only here in the Peace Country, but throughout the country, as I've met with folks, people are just so excited about the possibility of changing out this government that has made it so difficult for them in so many ways over the last decade. We've seen skyrocketing amounts of crime within our communities where we once felt safe to go to bed without even locking the door. Now people feel that they're unsafe even when the doors are locked, and that has to change. Obviously, this government has a catch and release policy that has to change, and our government has, our party has committed that if we do create government, that will reverse those policies that have made it so unsafe in communities across the Peace Country.
Seems to be, for a lot of people, that affordability is sort of the core issue at the center of this election. Certainly, a lot of concerns have been raised around sort of the inflation, cost of living, also the tariff concerns with the U.S. that we've seen recently as well. What kind of some of the things in that you have, I guess, sort of your platform to try and sort of help address that in a way?
Well, we have made it very clear that we're going to axe the taxes. We're going to axe the tax on everybody's income tax, reducing it by 15% across the board. So that's where we're going to start. We're also going to do away with the carbon tax once and for all for everybody. Unfortunately, what the Liberals are trying to do right now is trick Canadians. They're saying that they're going to get rid of the consumer side of the carbon tax after implementing it and defending it for the last decade. They're now claiming that they're going to get rid of it. But then if you look at the fine print, what they're talking about doing is replacing it with a hidden carbon tax, one that will go on the price of everything, including fuel and everything that uses energy. And so when you look at that alternative, what Canadians need to know is that they're going to definitely bring back the carbon tax in a hidden form, but unfortunately it's going to cost Canadians just as much. And so we are committing to get rid of that completely, including the industrial carbon tax that would reduce, obviously, the competitiveness of industries within our own communities, including agriculture, forestry, and the oil and gas sector. We're getting rid of that. The Liberals want to triple that. We obviously have made a commitment that we're going to reduce the cost of housing, cutting the GST on any new home built in the country, which will make a significant difference. We're also talking about and committing to cutting the GST on any new car purchase that's a Canadian-made vehicle here in Canada. And so these are all exciting ways in which we can actually make a practical difference in the cost of everyday life for Canadians across this country. Obviously, we have a different perspective than the Liberals. The Liberals want to increase those burdens. We believe that we need to cut those taxes so that Canadians can finally afford the lives that they so richly deserve.
And looking at the writing that you are going through here, there has been some slight changes in some of the boundaries and whatnot, but you still got some interesting territory to cover in addition to the stuff around Grand Prairie. You also have a lot of other smaller communities like Spirit River, Rycroft, Hines Creek, Manning, just to name a few. What is kind of something that you could sort of bring to the table when it comes to being a voice for the region?
Well, you know, it has been my privilege to serve these communities over the last while, and I can tell you that having not only represented these communities, but also having lived in our community for my entire life, I think I bring a strong perspective, having been a farm kid here in the Peace Country, knowing agriculture very well, having worked in the forestry sector and defending the oil and gas sector over the last number of years. I think a strong voice for local industry, but also the unique situation that we find ourselves in as Northern Canadians, people that live in Northern Alberta, people that live with a higher cost of utilities and a higher cost of a whole host of other things. I've experienced it and I understand it. And I have taken that voice forward while the Liberals and the NDP have continued to pile on burdens and disrespect Albertans for the contribution that they bring to the Federation. I continue to fight and defend Peace Country residents, regardless as to where we live in the Peace Country. And I'm proud to do that. Michelle and I have been proud to raise our family here. And frankly, it is our deepest desire that our kids remain here in the Peace Country. And so we're going to do everything in our ability to defend and grow our community so that the next generation has the opportunities that we were given and offered as young people.
And finally, we always like to throw in a little personal question to the politicians, show that they are, in fact, people too. And we know that sometimes these election campaigns can have some stressful moments. But when you have some time to, I guess, relax a bit, which may be a little rare, what are kind of some of the things you're doing to help you kind of relieve some stress from some of the election campaign right now?
Well, any time that I can spend with family is obviously one of the things that I do to reduce my stress. But I can tell you when I just need to get away from everything, I head out to the wood shop and work on some projects that I have laying around. During the election campaign, obviously, there is far less time. We do work from sun up till sundown, but when I do get a chance, just to sneak away and work with my hands and do something where I can physically see a difference at the end of the time that I can spend in the workshop, it kind of gives me that little bit of a boost, that little bit of a recharge, and it's one of the places that I like to go. But I also do like just spending some quality time with our family. We have three kids that are now growing up, and they're turning into just incredible humans. And so at the ages of 14, 16, and 18, they have such interesting questions, and we get a chance to just spend some quality time together as family. That really is probably where I get the best boost and the best recharge that I possibly can.
Well, hope you get some time for that in the next little bit. Chris Warkinson, the Conservative candidate for Grand Prairie in the federal election, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much.